Time again for BT's Beginner Triathlete of the Month podcast. 39-year-old Andy Rosebrook of Pennsylvania is a guy who had an athletic background, but whose health gradually slipped away from him.
You know, when I was in high school, I ran track and cross country, and I was in fairly good shape and whatnot. And I was part of a Northern California state championship team in cross country. And after that, I joined. I joined the Navy, and for about the next 15 years, I went from being about 130 pounds to about 230 pounds.
So, how did this father of two turn it around and become an Ironman? Why is he now our beginner triathlete of the month? You're about to find out. It's amazing how a person can change over time without fully realizing it. Such was the case with Pennsylvania's Andy Rosebrook.
In 2003, I took a look at myself in the mirror, and I just did a BMI test, and then found my results at about 31, which would put me in the obese category, and that just came as a total shock to me. And I looked myself in the mirror and said, "Hey, I got to do something about this." So, I started doing I started working out on the treadmill, and one of my friends at work started this weight loss challenge, and that got me to start changing some of my my lifestyle habits, eating more healthy, starting to get the exercise back into it, and then after that. Weight loss challenge was done. The same friend who had done the Santa Barbara triathlon, he said, "Well, hey, he challenged me to do a triathlon, the Carpinteria triathlon. It was a local sprint, and he told me the distances and whatnot. And I decided, hey, what the heck, let me give this a try."
To some, a triathlon might sound like a bit much for a guy who'd gotten so out of shape. But understanding that two of the three disciplines are non-weight-bearing activities, it's actually just what Andy needed.
With the extra weight, I found the running was taking a toll on my knees. So, being able to do swimming and biking as well, and I thought that was a really good thing. And I tried it, I liked it. And from there, it's just it's almost become a total different, change in lifestyle. And then, and triathlons have been a part of that since 2003. I've just sort of, every time I do one, I want to do something more. I worked my way up, to doing Olympics, to eventually doing some half Ironmans. And then I've now done four Ironmans.
Andy says it's cool to see the progression over time.
It's really rewarding when you look back and you see how far you've come, and you can turn around and go, my first triathlon, I barely survived a 10-mile bike, and now I can do 112 miles in the hills in England, and do just fine.
When asked what it is he likes most about multisport, Andy goes back to the beginning when things were especially tough.
My very first race, I was getting, I got totally beat up by the course. It was a 10-mile bike. I think I averaged less than 10 miles per hour. I had to get off and I had to walk. But the thing that struck me about the race is everybody, in the middle and the back of the pack who was passing me was cheering me on, was trying to motivate me and keep me going. And when I finished the race, I was one of those, I think I was like fourth from the end. And when I finished the race, the person who won the race was there to shake my hand and cheer me on. And just the whole vibe I got from that experience just totally jump started. And that's the thing I really like about the community of triathlon. Everybody's so supportive of everybody else. Everybody can understand whether you're a top of the top flight elite athlete, or you're in the middle of the pack, or you're in the back of the pack. Everybody can relate to the experience that's going on, the challenge that's out there. And that's just something that just grabbed me about, by triathlon, how positive it is. And that's the thing that I really enjoy.
And Andy tries to take what he's learned and share it with others. So if you're where Andy was, if you aspire to someday do more, maybe even become an Ironman, Here's his advice.
I think the important thing is to take baby steps, take each little victory as it comes. And for me, I started I started so far down there to look back and see how far I've come. I mean, now I go, I went from being the fourth to the last to, now I could be top 10 in my age group and going from a sprint all the way up to an Ironman that's incredibly rewarding. So, I mean, probably the biggest piece of advice is, one, stick with it. Two, don't set your goals too incredibly high, or at least have a lot of intermediate goals in between. And then, lastly, especially as you increase in distance, probably the most rewarding thing about doing an Ironman for me was the fact that, this is one of the few opportunities you ever have to find out what your limits really are. I remember sitting there, watching the Kona special on TV, going, there's no way I could possibly do this. And I remember that same thought going through my head at the end of my first half Ironman when I was struggling through the run. It's like, there's no way I could do this, doubling. But something else inside me says, yeah, sure you can. You didn't do a couple things right today, but you can learn from it. So, it's a constant process of learning from learning how your body responds to things, learning how to pace yourself better, learning how to, take care of your equipment better, and then, applying it in a race. And, for me, my first Ironman, it's almost bizarre. It went off without a hitch, but the half Ironman and the Olympic that were leading up to that, both, one of them I was all dehydrated and I had cramps, and the other one, once again, I had some issues pacing myself. But I looked back at those races and figured out what I did wrong, applied them to the Ironman, and my first Ironman went off, almost perfectly.
The experience of being a triathlete has been highly rewarding. One of the Ironmans Andy has done is Kona, getting in via the lottery, a vivid memory.
If I can go out and do that coming from where I did, anybody, has that same opportunity. And, I sort of hold that up to anybody, for anybody, if you want some motivation to stick with it, if fate decides to be, decides to smile on you on a certain day, you too can get an opportunity to go and do, probably the greatest race in the world.
Andy Rosebrook is our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Submit your nominations for B-Tier of the Month via the BT forums. Until next time, I'm Kevin Patrick.